Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What Is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. Now here is your host, etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Sunday, and welcome to What Is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady. Today is Sunday, February 16th, 2014, and we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our topic this evening is prom, debutante balls, and weddings. And we certainly do have a special show for you this evening. Now, since the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway, we always like to take just a moment for the new listeners that are listening for the first time. And by the way, welcome to the What is Etiquette Anyway family. Etiquette is just a set of rules of behavior. And by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And so each week I certainly enjoy giving kudos to Charles I. And second, we are so glad that you pulled for coffee. Well, once again, we are going to talk about proms. We're going to talk about debutante balls. We're going to talk about weddings. Tis the season. But I would like to bring to you, and she is certainly no stranger to the What is Etiquette Anyway show. Her name is Andrina Meeks. Designer, planner, extraordinaire. Andrina, how are you?
Wonderful, Donna. How are you today?
I am doing very well. I'd like to say welcome back to our show. It's always such a pleasure to have you with us, and this is certainly your time of the year. So for those maybe two or three people who are unfamiliar with you, if you could just kind of take a moment to introduce yourself.
Yes, I'm Andrina Meeks Morgan, and I'm what is called a couture designer. We design and we also do expert alterations. And as Donna said, it is our time of the year. It is the most exciting time of the year with so many exciting projects in the air, and we're getting new clients every day. And we do custom design of proms, weddings, debutantes, but we also do suits and expert alterations as well. We can work with anything from a very basic classic silk fabric and a very simple sheath dress, strapless dress. We're doing a lot of jumpsuits these days. And we also can go as fancy as the most elaborate wedding gown with even a 25 to 45-foot train. Whatever your desire is, we can do it for you. So we can do from the simple to the sublime. Your choice is what we're here to make happen.
That sounds great. And also, you also handle men's attire as well. Is that correct?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so ladies,
we do a lot of.
Go ahead.
We do a lot of accents for the men to blend with what the ladies are wearing. That's very common, particularly in prom as well as bridal, but also for just evening events, and we're doing more of it for even casual affairs.
Very nice. Well, of course, we know that Valentine's Day was just a couple of days ago, and we know that many couples got engaged A lot of couples got engaged over the holiday season as well, over Christmas time. So we wonder, why don't we start off with weddings? Let's talk about weddings. I know we have, we've already received some correspondence and questions for you, as we do all the time. This is a very popular topic. And if you want to tell us, I know a lot of times from season to season, for weddings, for proms, so on and so forth, oftentimes the trends kind of change up. So why don't we start? Can you kind of tell us what the trends are right now, or what some people are requesting?
We're doing a lot more ivory dresses and other pastel colors. We're doing pale pinks, pale yellows, pale blues. Pale colors are becoming very, very popular. They're almost clean, almost white. But I am so surprised about the color of that wedding gowns are being requested in from time to time now. Now, we still do more white and more ivories, and then we still do a lot of very pale, what we call dove gray. It's not quite silver, but it's a very pale color. But all of that, and even pale golds, are becoming more important. And a lot of people are wanting it very elegant, very royal. And then another trend in weddings is that a lot of brides and grooms are sharing the color of their wedding with the participants that are coming to the wedding. So more and more guests are coming in the wedding colors.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So How does that work more so? Because remember, back in the day, if you will, generally the colors, the wedding colors, were basically only for the bride and groom and then their wedding party. So talk about that a little bit. I can see that being very coordinated and really beautiful.
Oh, yes, the coordination of that has completely changed. It is so exciting. The couples are just a lot of times wanting their guests to just blend. I personally think it came out of so many fraternities and sororities, and then, you know, schools were requesting certain colors to be worn, and organizations, even churches, were requesting certain colors. And then people started having, like, all-white parties, you know? And so as trend would happen, more and more people are having weddings where they're feeling so close to their family and friends and just wanting to do something different and wanting their pictures to just be more coordinated and want the people to feel more connected to each other. So a lot of times when they're sending out the save the dates, they're even letting them know at that time what the colors would be. Of course, it's not mandatory, but they're just suggesting that if you would like to join us in the colors, then you're welcome. And just as so many couples now have a website that tells their whole story and pictures of the bride and the groom and their dating and their engagement. And so many couples have wedding websites now. And so they're sharing the colors and what the color means to them and why. And so they're starting way in advance, because so many couples are starting not just months in advance, but sometimes even more than a year in advance. And so they're sharing all of that on the website and just giving people a chance just to blend and coordinate with them if they would like to, but still, of course, not letting anyone feel awkward if they don't have that color or if they're not able to purchase that color. But people are just really enjoying that process.
Wow, and I'm sure that does make for very beautiful photographs.
It's just magical. Oh, it's magical.
Wow.
It's almost like a painting.
Mm-hmm. Wow, how beautiful. I'm going to go to one of our emails. It says, Dear Etiquette Lady, yes, I enjoy your show and want to know if you can plan weddings too far in advance. How much time is adequate for proper planning? And this comes from Deontay, who is from Colorado. Can you just talk a little bit about...
Well, personally, I don't think you can plan it too far in advance, depending upon what you want And depending upon what your budget is, there are some people who do more what I call a slow roll, and they prefer to just pull their budget together, determine the location, and just pull everything together just slowly. That's just best for some people, you know, particularly people who have family members who have very busy schedules and their lives are very busy. And it works very well for a lot of people who prefer to just be a lot more organized and just to budget everything out a lot further. And then a lot of times people will just start collecting everything. I mean, I've had some brides who've gotten their dresses done even 2 years in advance.
Wow, that is wonderful. And in fact, when you're talking about being organized, it's usually really important to have a starting point. What type of tips can you give to some of our brides-to-be as they are getting ready to embark on such a very, very important time of their lives so that they don't feel as overwhelmed as they can?
I think it's important in a lot of situations to just make sure that the bride and the groom and anyone else assisting with the payment of the wedding, that you're on as much of one accord as you possibly can, as far as the time of year, the budget. And then, of course, you need to book your location, because that's one of those factors that is hard to do too close in if you have a particular date, you know, in mind. It's hard to at least book the location and then work with that budget and so forth. And then I think you'll just be a lot happier that way. Because if you try at the last minute to get a location, sometimes it's just not possible.
And certain times
of the year, the prices are better. They're off-season. A lot of the locations are off-season, so you can get a lot better prices, even on flights, hotels, even food, just the entire wedding. And if you book in advance, a lot of times the photographers and the wedding coordinators and all will give you discounts at all just for booking the dates in advance.
That's great. And quite naturally, brides-to-be, you definitely want to have a planner. You want to have a planner so you can document and you can set your particular goals for when you want to have what completed by and when you want to send out your, as you mentioned, Andrina, your save-the-date card. I know I remember receiving a save-the-date card. It's been about a year and a half ago, and this bride-to-be is going, her wedding is actually this April. So it's been quite over a year since she sent out the save-the-date. And so going back to what you had just said, you know, being considerate and making sure everyone is going to have ample time to be able to plan to attend. So that's wonderful. As well, in case you all are just joining us, you're listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're talking about weddings. We'll be talking about proms as well as debutantes as well. We have Andrina Meeks Morgan on, designer, planner, extraordinaire. And she's giving us some great information. We're talking at this particular moment about weddings. I have one, Andrina, here. It says, Miss Andrina, my fiancé and I got engaged on Valentine's Day. We plan to have a small wedding. What's the minimum amount of people in the wedding party that you plan or direct? And this comes from Margaret. She's in Lawrenceville, Georgia.
We do anywhere from one, because we have some weddings that are very quaint. And so sometimes it's just the bride and the groom and just a male or female standing up. There really is no criteria, you know, so there is no set budget. We're doing a lot more weddings at homes, in gardens, in the home of a relative, and sometimes they're planning way in advance and picking up all of the decorations a little at a time. And we do any wedding from one, and even some are just the bride and the groom. We've done some where it was just the bride and the groom. And then they went on to a hotel, got a bridal suite, and we decorated the bridal suite for them. And we've done destination weddings as well. You know, just personalize it, whatever is best for you. So all you need to do is just give me a call. let me know. I'll find out who you all are, you know, what is important to you all, and I can assist you with that, and I can work with you on your budget and what you would like to do, and I can just help you with the entire process to make it much more enjoyable for you and keep you in whatever budget that's wonderful for you. You know, my number is 404-610-2301, or you can call us on 770-814-9116.
Wonderful. So, Margaret, certainly hope that you wrote that down. We're going to, before Andrea and Alicia's going to give her information out again, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
PDQ Electric, LLC, is a full-service electrical contracting company specializing in both commercial and residential services. These services include home renovations, panel upgrades, and camera installations. Additional services provided are electrical repair, emergencies, new construction, renovations, tenant improvements, exterior and interior landscape lighting, retrofits, and service installations, only to name a few. From design to finish, our experienced professionals will provide the expertise to ensure your electrical project is completed on time, on budget, and up to code. PDQ Electric LLC received a 2013 Best Contractor Award from Home Advisor. Visit our website at www.pdqelectricllc.com. Once again, www.pdqelectricllc.com, or call 404-509-9051. 404-509-9051. PDQ Electric LLC.
What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show is sponsored by Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars provides both personal and professional development training for all ages and offers motivational and training materials such as What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book covers introductions, writing thank yous, table and telephone manners, and much more. In addition, the book, What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? Key ingredients for building successful working relationships. Some of its contents include how to master the art of networking, business over lunch, and how to impress your interviewer, only to name a few. Pages Etiquette Seminars, that's www.pagesetiquette.com, www.pagesetiquette.com.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Call us now at area code 347-324-3295. That's 347-324-3295. Or email us your comments at etiquetteladies@gmail.com. That's etiquetteladies@gmail.com.
Okay, we are back. We've been talking with Andrea Meeks Morgan, and we've been discussing wedding etiquette, attire for etiquette, and just creating your wedding any way you want it. Let's kind of turn the corner here and talk a little bit about proms, because this is major prom season that is coming up as well. Have a email here. It says, Hi, Etiquette Lady and Miss Andrina. My mom and I plan to shop for my prom gown beginning next week. Is it best to have it designed or purchased from a catalog or store? And this comes from Kathy from Canton.
Well, we love doing the custom design dresses so that when you walk into the prom, you won't see yourself. You get the opportunity, which is a very special time in your life, to help design your own prom dress and choose your color, your silhouette. When you come in for your appointment, I will analyze your body, your coloring, your hair. We'll take in consideration the school that you attend and we'll actually just do a custom dress for you that will be one of a kind that you can always look back on. Of course, you can always order from a catalog or a store if that's your preference. But we love doing the custom design dresses. That's one of our specialties.
Wonderful. And here's one. This is really interesting. It says, Etiquette Lady, thank you for doing this topic. A few girls at my high school are forming a prom club. We want to wear special dresses that we would like to design ourselves. Can your guests make them for us? And this comes from Cindy, Kelly, and Sue from Alpharetta, Georgia.
Oh, that's our specialty. In fact, we're right near Alpharetta. Georgia, right next to Alpharetta, so that would be very convenient. Please give us a call, and we would be honored to do that for you. That's one of the most exciting things that we do, is making a group feel very special, and each person can have their own custom design, their own color, and then sometimes people will actually choose a color range or the same color, and then everybody gets different designs done. We're even doing that with bridesmaids dresses as well these days. Oh, I would be so honored, my staff and I, to design those dresses for you. So be sure to get my phone number, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Go ahead and give your number out again, Adrienne, if you would.
Okay. If you would get a pencil and paper so you can write my numbers down, they are 404-610-2301, and the second number is 604-610-2301. I think that's the first number, and the second number is 770-814-9116. And you can also text on the 404-610-2301.
Wonderful. And that's
I'm
pretty
so
cool.
Excited.
Yeah, that's really cool. It's my first time hearing of a prom club, which is really cool because, you know, there are several girls and guys that go to the prom, and, you know, oftentimes, you know, they have their group where they may share a limo or something like that. So that would be pretty neat for them to, they're talking about designing and having them made. So girls, definitely give them a call. That's great. Just for a moment, I have an email. It just says, Dear Etiquette Lady, please ask your guests, what is the proper attire for brides over 50? And this comes from Marion. And Marion is calling from or contacted us, reaching out from Michigan.
Okay. Well, feel free to give us a call as well, and we can assist you privately with that because it depends upon your wedding, your theme, your size, your budget. The main thing I would suggest is to make sure that it's age appropriate, but there are so many options nowadays. I mean, so many. But the main thing is just to consider where you'd like to have your wedding, when you'd like to have your wedding, and how you want to feel that day, how you want your guests to feel, what your theme is. And sometimes even just how you're projecting your marriage to be, you know. And women nowadays, you know, 50, a lot of women are looking like they're still in their 30s at 50, you know. And when we design a dress, and we also design dresses even long distance, as you know, and we look at the body and we make sure that you're showing portions of your body that's appropriate and that accentuates your beauty the most, and that we're camouflaging anything that you want to be camouflaged. But I would be more than happy to consult with you to even make the dress or even direct you to something that you would like to buy so that you would know that you're buying the appropriate dress. But I can do it either way. We're here to help you. So feel free to just reach out to us, and we can help you privately. And you can send pictures. You can send a packet. You can text pictures to us. And by that process, we can assist you more personally to meet that exact desire that's on your heart.
That's wonderful. And most important, you know, you want to feel comfortable and feel good yourself. And I just want to add, you know, sometimes people want to dictate and, you know, just say, well, if you're in this age or if you're in this category, you should do this or that. So that's great. You're helping her to customize with what's absolutely best for herself so that she can feel her best as well. Great information, Andrina. I just wanted to go over a few additional tips. I've written a couple articles or so on wedding etiquette, so I just want to go over just a couple pointers or suggestions. Of course, you know, we've already talked about, and Andrina mentioned, that you cannot really start planning too far in advance. But you also want to consider, before you walk down the aisle, you want to also consider perhaps going through counseling. And most places of worship, they actually they make that suggestion to you to do that. And so depending on whatever your custom or the practice of your pastor or rabbi or bishop or priest or whomever, you want to make sure that you you check with your church for your place of worship to adhere to that. Sometimes it could be 18 months. Sometimes it could be 3 months. And so you want to check on that to make sure that you are certainly spiritually compatible. We talked about setting your budget. Get a planner. There are generally blank pages in the planner for you to brainstorm. It's okay to brainstorm. And Andrea mentioned that, you know, this is your day. So you can kind of, it could be your dream day. You can customize it the way in which you would like. Also going to bridal shows, you can get some ideas too. Also, you can meet, you know, some of the vendors as well, because you definitely want to meet the vendors in advance, and you want to take a look at their work, whether it's a photographer, a videographer, so on and so forth. You want to, Andrina mentioned, reserving in advance and looking at your destination where you're going, because oftentimes you can't. Certainly, you know, save money when it comes to that, just planning in ahead. Of course, you have to select your attendants and ask them to serve. Make a list, even of some recommended vendors as well. That's always really good. Talk to some other brides and who they use. Find out who they use. So that's very good. About 4 to 6 months before, you want to make sure that if you haven't shopped, or you certainly consulted with Ms. Andrea Meeks on your dress, and also with the mothers. Have the mothers also select their dresses. The grooms and groomsmen should, you know, at that point get an idea of where they're going to rent their tux from. And then, of course, Andrea can work on the accent pieces so they are certainly coordinated and matching as well. About 3 months in advance, you want to establish a gift registry. You at least want to have that done by that time. You can certainly do it earlier. Your florist, you want to order your cake, your invitation, and you want to make sure if you're going to use social media. I know Andrina mentioned that with the website. The brides have a website. So with this technology, it's just really, you know, it's phenomenal. You want to, about 4 to 6 weeks in advance, you want to certainly make sure that you've mailed out your final invitations. It's a little different than the save the date. The save the date comes, you know, much more in advance than the actual invitations. Have your final fittings, you know, discuss your hair and makeup. Take your pictures, and Andrew had mentioned this as well. Take your pictures to the salon or to your stylist so they can have an idea of what you want. About a week before, confirm everything. Pack for the honeymoon the day before. Brides, get pampered. You know, have a facial, manicure, pedicure. Just have the work. And with let me say something, too, about the bachelor and bachelorette parties. You probably want to have those about a week in advance because no one really wants to see anybody hungover in their pictures. I know brides usually don't like that. So have that a week or two in advance, okay? And, of course, that day you want to relax, have a great time. It's your day, okay? And, Andrew, and I want to say to you, thank you so much. I know you're very busy today, but I want to say thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be with us today. We certainly always enjoy the information. And once again, this is Andrea Meeks Morgan. If you join the show late, all of our shows are archived, so please go back and click on and you can catch up on all the information that perhaps you missed. Well, wow. Thank you all so much again for joining us this evening. We always appreciate your support. And be sure to tell your friends and family about our show as well. Invite them to listen. And, of course, you know our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And we know we can only do that one person at a time. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. Initiate a random act of kindness this week, okay? Andrina, thanks again for joining us, and we'll certainly have you back on very soon. Good night, everyone. Take care, and God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week when we'll discuss another exciting topic.